In recent decades, we've seen the broad popularity of Democratic political powerhouses like Presidents Clinton and Obama among influential forces in Hollywood, whether actors or studio heads. Not long ago, President Obama and Michelle Obama signed a multi-year agreement with Netflix to produce fiction and nonfiction films and documentaries via their Higher Ground production company. And Hillary and Chelsea Clinton are also forming a production company to put together films and TV shows. So what's in it for both sides of the equation, and how unique is this kind of development? With me to talk about that is Tom Noonan, a lecturer at UCLA and a former network and studio president. So, Tom, how new does this feel to have politicians going into filmmaking as a second act of sorts?
This is a really new development. I've been working in entertainment for about 35 years. This development of past presidents or past presidential candidates or high-profile political figures moving into Hollywood to create content is a brand new development.
What is the motivation there? What are both sides getting out of it?
I can speak first for the Hollywood side of the equation. I think that when the Obamas announced their production company, Higher Ground, and their affiliation with Netflix, it wasn't that surprising because the Obamas and the president himself are known authors. Their relationship with Hollywood has always been cozy on a fundraising basis, and it's been tremendously successful on a broad appeal basis as it pertains to nonfiction books. So it wasn't that surprising, I don't think, that they might express an interest in more storytelling across more diverse platforms, and Netflix, I think, made them tremendous deal to explore those interests, both in scripted content and unscripted content.
Does something like this indicate, even more so, the reach of entertainment generally to, in some cases, bring us together, in some cases maybe stress how we're different, but whether it comes to something like Hamilton or music or film in general, that if something is entertaining and well-made, it really doesn't matter what your politics are?
I agree that storytelling is universal. And that a song can unify us, a poem can unify us, a movie can unify us. Generally speaking, when something is successful, it appeals to people of all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of political beliefs. It doesn't surprise me that people like the Obamas, people like the Clintons, who have a feel for the diverse array of folks populating our country and populating the world, it doesn't surprise me that they would be interested in pursuing storytelling. Both families are well known for being voracious consumers of pop culture, whether that's fiction books, nonfiction books, going to Broadway, seeing movies. They are enriched by it, and I think they see that the world is enriched by these stories, and I think it's terrific that they want to contribute.
How obvious is it going to be if, for a project the Obamas are involved in, or the Clintons, for example? Do you see that as something that a studio will really try to take advantage of, or do you think they could see it as maybe more silent partner, depending on what the topic is, because you don't, again, in the splintered universe, you don't necessarily want to let people know, because they may go in with a particular thought, well, this is not my politics. I may not agree with this, even if the story has nothing to do with politics.
I don't think the studios, networks, or streaming services would go into a collaboration with a high-profile political figure, whether that's the Clintons or the Obamas, unless they would like the Clintons and the Obamas to promote that content. In other words, if they're going to go in business with these folks, they want them out there promoting it. And if the fear or the risk is, oh, if the Clintons are involved, maybe it will polarize the audience. Maybe there'll be people who won't watch it because the Clintons are involved. Or maybe there'll be people who won't check this project out because the Obamas are involved. I think that that's kind of baked into the relationship, and that weighing the pros and cons of having these high-profile political figures has already been determined to be that there are more pros than cons, and that in this intensely cluttered landscape of overwhelming choices with content, it's nice to have someone raising the flag, if you forgive the expression, on behalf of a project that can gain the attention of all kinds of media to report on that project. And people like the Obamas and the Clintons can gain publicity that any other celebrity, producer, writer, or actor would die for.
Do you expect these partnerships to really turn out to be, for the most part, fruitful?
Well, the Clintons and the Obamas have been successful in virtually every other enterprise they've been involved with, and the executives and the talent that they've already collected among them are first class by Hollywood standards. So yeah, I predict big success for these ventures and lasting success.
Tom Noonan is a lecturer at UCLA and a former network and studio president.